Blog Talk Radio.
Anybody been to the river? Good evening. Welcome to another edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. We are so very glad that you have joined us tonight here on Gospel Gold. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on for 1 hour, and we come on every week to bring to you the very best in gospel music. But this is not just another music program. It is a program with a purpose. We believe that it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion and with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm, work songs, and field hollers. These are the basic elements of the spiritual. It is rhythm that drives American music, the spirituals, and by extension, gospel, blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even rap that we have today. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program. It is a rich experience, far too harmonious, far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope. It's a fantastic journey of joy divine and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The richest and greatest melodies and most stimulating songs have been given to the nation and to the world through the African-American experience. So that's what we're all about here at Gospel Gold. We believe that all the music that we have produced on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. It was the first music that our people made in America. It was field hollers, work songs. These songs became the basic elements of spirituals, and from there, jazz, blues, rock and roll, and all the other genres of music that we have produced on these American shores. So that's what Gospel Gold is all about. It is a program designed to respect the history and the tradition of traditional African-American gospel music. There are other fine genres of gospel music out there, and a lot of fine radio programs that play other gospel music. But right here at Gospel Gold, we play traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there and hit the like button when you get there. Subscribe as well. There you will find all the information concerning Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll also find the link for the program there every week that we place on the Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to hit the like button. That way you can stay in touch with us and we can stay in touch with you. You would also, if you would like to contact us by email, you can do so. Our email is gospelgold, one word, gospelgold. @songwriter.net. Gospel Gold @songwriter.net. Gospel Gold is sponsored in part by Faith That Lives Ministry, and you too can be a sponsor of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is the $ with Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. That's two G's are capital in Gospel Gold with the $ in front. We also would like to thank all of you who have written in and have thanked us for this music program. We appreciate the enthusiasm that you have and the words of encouragement that you give us in this program. We pray that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. Let them know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. We pray God's blessing upon you. We hope you will enjoy our program tonight. Before we get started, we always start our program with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for those who are listening by airwaves, those who are listening by phone, those, God, who are listening through us through the Facebook page. We ask, God, that you will keep on giving them the strength to give you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can also stay in touch with us through the telephone number that we have that you can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. That number is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can contact us tonight. You can speak to us directly in the studio if you have any questions concerning Gospel Gold, or if you would like to just give a comment, you may do so. You can also do that in our Facebook comments section. You can also leave your comments, or maybe you have a request, and we will definitely get back with you. Now let's listen to a song by Shirley Caesar called Glory. Caesar with the song called Glory. If you have not guessed yet, our program tonight is called God Don't Need No Matches, He's Fire All By Himself. This week we will take a look at the music of the celebratory dance in the Black church. Dancing in the Spirit, or what we call shouting, that's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit in a believer. This manifestation by itself is not an indication of greater spirituality. If this experience happens, it is because the worshiper has become so enriched with God's presence that the spirit takes control of the physical motions as well as the spiritual and emotional being. It must also be clearly distinguished from social dancing and from choreographed dancing or orchestrated dancing. When we use the tambourine in the church, when we use the string instruments, and when we play the music that we play in the African-American church, it gives us a sense of understanding of the power of the Spirit of God. Dancing in the Spirit is also meant to edify the body of Christ and to minister to the saints. It may even minister to the lost and to the unsaved. If God wants it that way, it must be Spirit-led and not a performance. It can be directly to the body, or it can be a group of people, and it brings the worshiper into a higher level of praise and worship. So we are dealing with a subject that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and that's the celebratory dance in the Black church. This dance has been a part of the African-American experience for a very long time. I did a program last year on a similar subject, and we talked about how the dance or the shout in today's church comes from Africa. We'll speak about that a little bit later in the program. But our program tonight is called God Don't Need No Batches. He's Fire All By Himself. And we're going to play some of the music that you will hear in the Black church such as the praise break or the shout.
You know it could have been another way. I tell you, open up your mouth right here, right here.
Ever wondered why some African Americans shout during the worship service all of you religious purists out there, have you ever wondered why people actually shout in the church? Well, scholars agree that while shouting likely has its roots in African culture, in America, it was a way to cope with oppression and the anticipation of a day of freedom. In this respect, people who shouted are like ancient Israelites who look past their suffering to God's deliverance. God charged Isaiah to warn his people about the coming judgment. But the prophet also encouraged them by looking beyond the judgment to a day of freedom. He wrote in Isaiah 12, "In that day you will sing, you will praise, you will give the Lord the glory." God has come to bring us a different understanding of the celebration that we should have, knowing that we serve a God that we can trust. The scripture says, "I will trust in him and be not afraid." The Lord God is our strength and our song, and he has given us the victory. In that wonderful day, you will sing and you'll shout. A lot of folk will say, "Well, I don't shout in the church." Well, people have different ways of expressing themselves in the church service. Some people will come to church and they will look all stoic and they will not move. They will not pat their fingers. They will not pat their feet. They will not clap their hands. But as soon as they get home and cut the TV on and see a football game, they go to jumping up and down and shouting and hollering and screaming like a football game is something very important to them. So the individual in the shouting experience is giving glory to God. It's not about you. It's not about what you think it is. It's simply about the individual connecting with the Creator on their level. It's about the individual getting closer in the spiritual context to praise him, not only through words, not only through song, but through movement of body. I hope you have brought your shouting shoes tonight, because we're going to talk about the celebratory dance in the African-American church. God don't need no matches. He's fire all by himself.
Listen, there's another song that we had a lot of people saying, you cut it short on the first album. But we just, you know, doing a reprise. Look at somebody, tell them that we're just doing a reprise. And from the sanctified church I'm from, we sang that old song. Turn around, look at your neighbor, and tell your neighbor, God don't need no matches. He's fire. He's fire. All by himself. See, some of y'all say y'all can't dance until you feel something. But somebody said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus, and all he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Thank you. A recording session. Maybe you need a good shout in here. Turn around, look at somebody, tell them you need to forget about this is a recording session. Look at them again and say you need to praise him. The Bible said, let everything that happeneth praise the Lord.
Bye.
That was Reverend Clay Evans, the Fellowship Choir. I have a testimony. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, our theme is God Don't Need No Matches. He's fire all by himself. We're talking about the celebratory dance in the Black church. Shout dances survived intact through the transatlantic crossing and vividly recalls African dance steps. This consists of one group's rhythmizing a chant or spiritual or group of worshipers dancing in counterclockwise around the church house in a single file, moving their bodies in a rocking motion and stomping and clapping. This is a part of what is called shouting in the house of God. It's amazing how we take shouting, which is a function of which the mouth performs, and we change it into a term that our feet does. Shouting has always been a part of the African-American church, and it still today is a part of the African-American church. And nobody does it better than the Pentecostal church, in particular the Church of God in Christ.
It's about we're doing good. About time for a war cry, though, I think. You know I don't go nowhere unless I do the war. We need 1 minute to just kind of change the atmosphere. Just, you got me there? Sure, you're not sitting next to somebody who's defeated.
Y'all better clap your hands. This is a war cry for Bishop. God giving him victory and good success. We're coming against any enemy that will come against him.
I think you ought to get your feet ready. Thank you. y'all may be seated. If you praise him, if you praise him, he'll take the strength out of defeat. If you praise him, if you bless him, if you magnify him. All right, before I get in trouble. This is convocation. We come to dance and praise God. Hey, hey. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Back to the...
Oh,
That was Reverend Clay Evans, God Rose in a Windstorm. Well, beloved, our time is just about up. I thank you for yours. Of course, we want to give our condolences to the Ellis family. Any of you who are a part of gospel music will remember Mr. Patrick Ellis, who was the longtime gospel DJ at Howard University, WHUR Radio. He passed this past week through the coronavirus, and so we send our condolences out to the Ellis family. We hope that you will enjoy our show tonight. We ask that you will tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We are on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you missed the program, all the programs here at Gospel Gold are archived. You can simply go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and look up the event that you would like to hear. Click on the link inside that event. It will take you to the program. You can also go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, and there you will find all the information about Gospel Gold. You can also go to the Blog Talk portal and type in Gospel Gold in the search portal, and it will take you to all the programs that we have produced here on Gospel Gold. We thank God for you. We pray that you will have a good week. Don't forget, you can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is the $ Gospel Gold with the 2 G's capital. All one word, Gospel Gold, the 2 G's capital with the $ in front. If you would like to email us, our email is gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. We hope to hear from you. We're going to go home tonight with the Georgia Mass Choir in that great spiritual of the church, Bye and Bye. God bless you. Have a good week.
answer that question. Tell him, I'll be there. Come on, put your hands in your ears and say, I'll be there. Break. And tell somebody she get ready to dance. One, two.